All right, we who are here, I'm glad to see you out and about. We always say, it's still good to get together. We're glad to see you. Just a reminder, the watchword this coming Saturday morning begins just a Saturday, Sunday morning, gospel meeting. I can use the other words, workshop, seminar. But it's just designed to encourage, lift up, edify. When I gave Daryl Tripp, from the preacher from Bostonia, the topics, or at least the theme, and suggested topics, it was along that line, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, be steadfast, unmovable, always, that kind of thing. Then the next phrase is our theme of wording, abounding in the work of the Lord. But the last phrase, one of my favorites too, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We don't always see the results that we think we should see immediately. Wait a minute, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So I think and Daryl, I know we'll do a good job in those topics. Would be that, first of all, that the theme, abounding in the work of the Lord. And love God with all that you have. You'll abound in your love for God. Abound in grace and knowledge, your spiritual growth. Sunday morning Bible class, abound in forgiveness. And then the worship hour, abound in worship. Give us some gusto. Be glad that we have an assembly. All right. Okay, well, let's notes that we had. Don't forget to be reading, but boy, you just get over the passing of Bobby, and then you find out your brother passed away, and then find out his sister. She's in a critical care, wasn't she?
Well, the doctor sent her home from the hospital. They got the fluid off of her heart. The doctor sent her home from the hospital in our little hometown. Now we're trying to figure out whether her daughter is going to take her to a major hospital,
bigger
or not,
place, yeah.
Which I think they will.
Wow. Man. Yeah, and then the death of Penny's brother. Both those were last Sunday. So wow, a lot of things. Look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. Like you say. Find opportunities to be encouraging, uplifting. Wish people well. Yes.
Amy's having some problems with her side leg.
Oh, Amy, yeah, with her legs again, things like that. It was good to see her at the ladies' Bible class, but that doesn't mean that she's really,
she's really
well and healthy and bouncing around. But she was able for that afternoon to be out and about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her legs are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Think of anything else? All right. Well, let's bow in prayer, and then we'll begin our singing together in devotion and worship. Father and God in heaven, we're just so thankful for your watch care over us. We just appreciate your loving kindness, tender mercy. We thank you that you provide so much comfort to us. We look up to you as a bountiful giver of all the good things in our life. And so we're asking for help in time of need. We pray for comfort from above for those who mourn the loss of loved ones, family and friends. And we pray, we're mindful of so many people we learned this morning of traveling, and we pray for safe journey. For those who are experiencing the illnesses on their behalf, we pray for their well-being and especially freedom from pain. We pray medicine will work its intended use. We pray for those that tend to them, they'll truly be tender. And we ask for our eyes to be open for opportunities for ministry and service. Bless us with the ability to continue steadfast in our discipleship and our discipline, our stewardship. We just say that we pray that you will strengthen us from our time together. Draw us closer to you and to one another, we pray. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, singing night. Dennis is coming in now, too. All right, so I'll work my way through the audience and just find a song that you would like for us to sing together. And I made a list, but I may have one of my favorites.
Which one did I start?
Choose. All right, so Jim and Sharon, I'll start with you guys.
Do you want to sing A Poor Wayfaring Stranger again?
I had that on my list.
979.
Yep, 979. I am a poor wayfaring stranger. 979.
She tells me that at home all the time. I'm a poor wayfaring stranger.
First and last. Nine, seven, nine. I don't lead this that often. In fact, I led it last month once, and then I couldn't have told you the last time I've led this song. But 979.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger while traveling through this world of woe. There's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan.
Sweet repose.
543.
543.
Wonderful words of life.
543.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
All right, Carol and Jesse.
797.
797. Okay, first, second, and last. 797.
Lord, we come before thee now, at thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our sin disdain, shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace, tune our lips to sing thy
this song, I'll have you read that scripture for me, please. 1009, first and last.
Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of its terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, as he died to make men free, in a while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is
all God is marching on. I got it in my bifocals. I was way. All right, Don, come up and read if you would, please.
Scripture reading today from Psalms 119, verses 97 through 104. I'm reading from the King James Version. Again, Psalms 119, verses 97 through 104. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments hast thou made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Ginger, you have a favorite?
10:30?
10:30? Back to the book. Do you know this?
No.
neither do I. Do you have another paper? Second choice?
460. 460.
I was looking at the chorus of that first one, that's number 1030, that's the same as the song we just sang, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Now the verse is different though, in notes. Sure is easy to sing, though, it's just do-me-so. I could learn in a couple minutes, but that's okay. Now, what was the other number?
460. 460.
Oh,
412.
Oh. Stumped the song leader tonight. 412, you said?
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leaves me sinking, and it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lordy, say to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, by thy saving power, hear my prayer. they reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend.
Blessed Jesus,
hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, thy saving power, hear my plea, my feeble plea. Lord, dear Lord, look down on me
when I
kneel in prayer. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Bay and Orby?
8-5-3.
8-5-3.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When it's time to close this evening, I want you to find a scripture of your choice and then read that and lead us in a closing prayer, if you would, when it's time. All right, 4:14, first and last.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joy would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot go. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I can go to sleep. When the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall wake and nevermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot go. Anywhere with Jesus I can say,
six. Number 166. This thing all all three. 166.
All day long of Jesus I am singing. He's my song of joy will ever be. All the while he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He is my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He is my king, no other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He is my savior, he's my king. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love's everlasting spring. That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why and I sing. He is my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He is my king, no other is above him. All day long, in raptured praise I sing. He's my king. In his light, I'm going home to glory. With the souls, the trust is saving grace. Going home to sing and tell his story. In the blessed sunshine of his face. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He is my savior, he's my king.
Chris and Paul, do you have a favorite song?
Do you know 167, the next song, 167?
No, I've not sung it before.
Yeah. So 786.
786.
So when my way grow a dream, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call,
should have forewarned you. Many times in these songs, there's an echo. I sing the leader would sing the whole phrase, for example, precious Lord, then you would say precious Lord after I said the word Lord. This one, as soon as I say the word Lord, you're singing the word precious. So I'm going, precious, then you're right on that first word I say, precious Lord. So I'm saying, precious, precious Lord, take my hand. So it's that way. So the song's just a little bit different in the chorus, and typically when there's an actual rebound, if you will, or a phrase. So, all right, Dennis, you have a favorite?
606.
Oh, yeah. Remember me. 606. Remind me. 606. Number 202, first and last, and then Chris will come up and read a scripture and lead us in a closing prayer. 202. You and Sharon had this song as your wedding, didn't you? Your wedding song.
Ode to Joy.
How many years ago did that?
Almost 41. Right?
Almost when the song was written.
Yeah. Well, you performed the ceremony.
So. I don't know myself. Number 202.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Make the clouds of sin and sadness drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with
From Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 7. For the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble, be patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope, when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Let's pray. Again, thank you for this Lord's Day. For every Lord's Day that we have, it's a time for us to gather and assemble, to worship and to praise you, Lord, and to remember your love for us and the willingness of your Son to come down and pay the price for our sins. Again, we're just so very blessed to have that. And you make things so easy for us today, as there is one. You give us just one. And we are so very blessed to have your word, which leads us to that one body, your church, that we were called to, that one faith, that one baptism, and through the one and only God in heaven who has called us. You've sought us out, and all mankind. Jesus came and died for all sins. And again, Lord, we are so very blessed that we do have your word, that we can read it, we can study it, and we can see your plan for each and every one of us. And again, we're so very grateful that you give us the opportunity to share with you in bringing other Christians to the body. Again, it's our prayer that you'll continue to help us, mold us, and shape us to be your instruments in this world, and use us in any way that you can so we can bring the lost to you. And again, Lord, we do hold those up that are struggling with their health, different illnesses, and again, we pray there's anything we can do as a body here to help bring them some peace and comfort, that you'll put that on our hearts, that we'll move in that direction to do that, only to bring you more glory through your Son, Jesus. Again, thank you for this time that we've had. It's our prayer that you'll continue to keep us all safe and healthy and bring us back at the next appointed time.